Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Listen, if you are a regular listener to the show, I want to tell you it is so good to be back online. I've been offline for almost a month now. It's been a while. About 4 weeks ago, I started our 10-day vegan rapid fat loss project. We had 20 girls and 20 guys on a 100% plant-based diet with our exercise program to see how quickly can we lose inches around the waist with our special workouts and our special diet. And our hope was this. We were hoping to get maybe a half inch to 1 inch off of the waist, off of each of our participants, or at least in a majority of them. But I got to tell you, I'm still compiling the data that came in. It's been absolutely mind-blowing. Here's why. Because so far, it looks like we're averaging about 1.75 inches off of the waist. I mean, the results that we've got have just been absolutely sensational. From the women's side, the worst result we got was we had one person, one girl actually gain a pound, and she gained an inch on her waist. That was really bad. I don't know what happened there. My guess is that maybe we chose the wrong meal plan for her because possibly it bloated her out. But her before and after pictures shows that she actually got a little bit more defined, just a teeny bit, not a lot. But so I'm wondering if maybe there's some bloating going on there. I'm not sure. But every single person, everybody else who did the program, they lost a minimum. I'm talking besides we had the one person that gained that inch. Everybody else lost a minimum of a half inch, and we had people who lost up to 3.2 inches off of their waist in 10 days. Yeah, so the average over there was 1.75 and so far. And on the guy's side, the lowest we had was a loss of 0.87 inches off the waist from the guy's side. And we had guys losing 2 to 3 inches as well. It was just extraordinary. So we not only met the hopes of the program, we actually blew it out of the water. Now, there were some participants on both the guys' and the girls' side where they had to drop out. We had one person get pregnant. We had another person get diagnosed with cancer. Believe it or not, don't worry, it wasn't because of our program. It's just maybe it was a pre-existing condition that just kind of got worse. And a few other things just came up for people, and they just weren't able to complete it. So because of that, we are going to run another one. We want to get a minimum of 20 good case studies from people that completed the program from start to finish. So if you want to take advantage of that, if you didn't get in on it last time, but now you're excited because everybody else got results and you want to do it this time, go to the website, go to veganbodyrevolution.com, and you'll find the link to be able to enroll in the vegan 10-day rapid fat loss project. And again, I'm limiting the numbers to only a small number of people, and the details will be on there. Okay, now today I want to give you a really nice little bonus, and I'm going to give you one of the very first things that we did with our meal plan on this beta project. We started off with something called a carbohydrate tolerance test. You know, on the road to getting a flatter stomach or a six-pack or a tighter tummy is a little different, or sometimes a lot different, for each person. So what might work really well for you is not going to necessarily work well for somebody else, and vice versa. And you might not even realize what works best for you until you've done the testing. Because if you've done the certain meal plans, if you do them over and over and over again, because maybe you were taught that they're the meal plans to go on and they work for everybody else, but for some reason you do them over and over and it just doesn't work, well, if you continue to do it, you're just going to continue to get what you've always got. And if it's not where you want to be, or if it's not the results that you want, well, you're going to continue not getting the results that you want. So what I'm giving you today is perhaps maybe a re-evaluation and a cool method to be able to test how well your carbohydrate tolerance is. You see, the purpose of this test, and we're going to call it the breakfast test, is to determine how well your body processes carbohydrates. If your body uses carbs well, you'll feel most satisfied after eating a high carbohydrate test meal. And we'll go over what that is in a second. And you're not going to feel any change in mood or brain function. That's very important. And we're going to show you how to check for that. Now, if your body does not use carbohydrates well, most likely you are going to feel hungry and you're going to feel irritable. Your mood and your focus is going to suffer. Maybe that's happened to you before. In fact, most people who are prone to weight gain are very carb intolerant, and they do much better on meal plans that emphasize low carb, high fat, and moderate protein intake. Now, you might already know how your body deals with carbs because maybe you've done a low carb, high fat, moderate protein program, and maybe you've also done a higher carb, low fat, and moderate protein program, and you might notice that you did a lot better on one versus the other. A lot of people who really know that, well, I guess they could skip that test, but I'm going to recommend, if you've never done a real test on this, where I'll show you in a minute, but you're basically going to be monitoring your mood and how you feel 3 hours, within the 3 hours after you eat this test breakfast, then I really recommend that you do it just to see how you score. So this is how it works. On two separate days, you will eat each of these breakfast meals within 2 hours of waking up. And then you're going to assess how full you feel, what your mood is, how satisfied you feel, and then also how well you're able to focus. Now, if you want, you can repeat these tests again after two or more days in a different order so that you can be very accurate in determining what your responses really are. Okay, because maybe the first test might affect the second test, and so that's why you might want to change the order. Now, if you're a coffee drinker, keep this the same. Continue drinking coffee so that there are as few differences from your regular breakfast as other than just the regular food. You want to create as few differences as possible, so that way you can't say, well, maybe it's the caffeine that made me more irritable or less irritable. Okay, now for the best results, you are going to want to do these tests when you don't have too many other distractions or stresses in your day. For example, don't try this if you're going to have an important meeting first thing in the morning, or you have a huge deadline that will distract you from recording your feelings and responses. You want to be able to do this. So a lot of my students did this over a weekend, but they try to keep their routine as normal as possible. Okay, so don't do this during a week where you've got some very unusual scheduling things going on in projects. Now, to standardize your response for the breakfast, ensure that you get the same amount of usual sleep the night before to having each breakfast so that your responses aren't influenced by either being tired or groggy. Now, if you're a person who never gets a lot of sleep, well, you know, I'm going to say try to not get a lot of sleep because you want to keep everything as same as you possibly can. Also, make sure that you have a similar day of eating and exercise prior to each challenge day so that the influence of poor eating choices the day before or really intense exercise don't skew the results. Now, it goes the other way around. If you typically eat like crap, well, I'm going to say continue eating like crap. Again, we don't want to change anything because, well, those changes might actually influence the test. Now, if you exercise in the morning, I'm going to ask you to try not to do so on these days. Now, here's the reason. Because exercise will actually improve your carbohydrate tolerance for several hours after the workout. So your true response to the high-carb meal, well, it may be masked by the effect of the exercise. I hope you understand that. So let me also address this. Why does the assessment meal take place at the first feeding of the day? And here's why. The reason for doing this assessment in the morning is because that is when your body will either respond best if you are meant to do that particular meal plan on that test, or it will respond the worst to the meal containing carbohydrates. You see, any other time of the day, your previous meals or your previous activity are going to influence your response to those carbs so that your most true response is not going to be properly detected. Okay? So let's start with the first meal assessment. This is the high-carb breakfast meal assessment. So what you're going to do is you're going to have this. You're going to eat, this is all you're going to eat, by the way, a vegan plain bagel topped with sugar-free jam. So we're looking at, ideally, one medium-sized vegan plain bagel that is about, 3.5 ounces in weight, and maybe about 2 tablespoons of no sugar-added preserves or jam. Any flavor that you want. Okay, so just make sure that the bagel's plain with no added fiber, and you can toast it or just leave it Leave it uncooked, depending on your taste, and just top each half of the bagel with a tablespoon of jam or preserves. And that's it. And then the next day, you're going to do a low carb breakfast meal assessment where really it's almost no carbs, almost no carbs. There's going to be some, but you'll see why in a second. Because you're going to be eating just a tofu scramble with avocado. So here's the recipe for that. You're going to do a half a block. So this is the second day. One half block of firm tofu. You want to drain it and you want to cut it into small cubes. Then add a little salt and pepper for taste. You can also sprinkle cayenne, turmeric, and yeast flakes as well. And use olive oil cooking spray to cook your scramble. And then for the topping for your tofu, you're going to use about a third a cup of no sugar added salsa. This is optional. You don't have to do it. If you don't like salsa, don't do it. But you can do a third cup of no sugar added salsa and add, this is required, a one half of a California avocado. One half of fresh avocado. Okay, that's important because we want the fat from there. So, little to no carbs, high protein, high fat. Now, this is how you prepare the tofu scramble. You are going to heat a medium nonstick saucepan to medium high. You're going to spray it with an olive oil cooking spray. Place tofu, and if you decide you're going to use the other things like turmeric and yeast flakes, sprinkle that in the saucepan pan and then scramble it with a spatula. Once the tofu is lightly brown, place it on a plate and top it with salsa. Now, again, if you don't like salsa, don't have to add it, but do not substitute it with any other sauce like ketchup. And then top it with slices of half an avocado. And that's it. Now, on to the actual assessment. So we're going to do a hunger and mood assessment. So after eating each of the breakfasts, you're going to complete a questionnaire that I'm going to go over in just a few moments every 30 minutes for over a 3 hour period. I mean, I'm going to say it again. You're going to complete the following questionnaire in a moment that I'm going to tell you in a moment every 30 minutes over 3 hours. And you're going to add up, there's going to be a score. You're going to add up the total score for each half hour increment, and then you'll be able to interpret your results below. So let's go over the questionnaire. I'm going to ask you, so again, every 30-minute block, all the way up to three hours. First question is, I'm going to ask you, how satisfied are you? And your options are, I'm not satisfied at all. That's going to give you 1 point. I am somewhat satisfied. That's 2 points. I am comfortably satisfied. That's 3 points. And I am very satisfied. That gives you a maximum score of 4 for that. Okay, so it's either one of those three. Either you're not satisfied, that's a 1. I am somewhat satisfied, that's a 2. I am comfortably satisfied, that's a 3. And I am very satisfied, that is a 4. Next question. How hungry are you? Number one, I have never been more hungry. That's 1. That gives you a score of 1. I am more hungry than slightly hungry. Okay, so you're not full, but you're a little bit above starving. That's 2 points. I am slightly hungry. That's 3. And I am not hungry at all. That's 4. Question number 3. By the way, there's 7 questions. How full are you? 1 point is I am completely empty. 2 points, I am partially full. 3 points, I am full, but not uncomfortable. 4 points, I am completely full. So as you can see, the higher the score, the better off you are with this meal. Question 4. How much food could you eat right now? 1 point is I could eat a lot. 2 points, I could eat and I do want to. Number 3, or 3 points is I could eat, but I don't want to eat. I could eat, but I don't want to. You get me? 4 points is I could not eat another bite. You are stuffed. Question number 5. How agreeable or disagreeable do you feel right now? 4 points, I'm doing this backwards now, so pay attention. 4 points is I feel very agreeable and pleasant. 3 points is I feel somewhat agreeable. 2 points, I feel somewhat disagreeable. Okay, a little irritated here. And 1 point is I feel disagreeable and mean. Ever have those days? Some people have them more than others. Gotta stay away from those people. Question number 6. How energetic or tired do you feel right now? Again, we're doing this backwards. 4 points is I feel very energetic and spirited. I love feeling that way. 3 points is I feel somewhat energetic. 2 points, I feel somewhat tired. And 1 point, I feel very tired and sluggish. And the final question, question number 7, how clear-headed or foggy do you feel right now? 4 points is I feel clear-headed. 3 points is I feel somewhat clear-headed. 2 points is I feel somewhat foggy. And 1 point is I feel very foggy and confused. So that's it. So you're going to do that questionnaire. You're going to do it again. It's every 30 minutes. You're going to score yourself for every one of those questions. So 30 minutes, 1 hour, 1.5 hours, 2 hours, 2.5 hours, and then the 3 hour mark. You're going to do those same exact questions, all 7 of them, and you're going to write the score down. You're going to tally them up for each day. So the first day where you did the high carb meal, you're going to tally up each score for every 30 minute increment. Okay, and then you're going to do the same thing for the second day. So how do you interpret this after the high carbohydrate meal? So after the first day, if your total score is below 14 points for most of the time, so that means when you tally up the total for each 30-minute increment and you separate those totals out, if your score is below 14 for most of those, it indicates that you have a poor carbohydrate tolerance and you should follow a higher fat, lower carb program. If your score is above the 14 points most of the time, then you probably have a very good carbohydrate tolerance, and that means that you actually will do very well on a higher carb and lower fat program. And we have both of those in our beta program. And if your scores are above 14 only until the 2 hour mark, and then they drop, you are somewhere in the middle of carbohydrate tolerance. This means that you could use either a higher carb, lower fat plan, or a higher fat, lower carb plan. And that you would choose based completely on your personal preference. Now, this is how you interpret the low carb assessment meal. That's the day 2. After eating the low carbohydrate assessment meal, most people should feel a bit more energetic and less hungry than after eating the high-carb meal. Now, this is most people, but you got to do the test to figure out if that's you. However, if your score is below 14 points most of the time, then your body, that's telling us that your body runs better with more carbohydrates, and you should follow a higher-carb, lower-fat plan. If your total score is above the 14 points most of the time, which most people are, then you will do wonderful with a higher-fat, lower-carbohydrate plan. And then that's it. And so that's what everybody did. And I'm wondering if maybe the one person who gained didn't do the test right and chose the wrong program based on that. But we'll look into that a little bit more, and I'll tell you more about it. So listen, I am also going to put a – I'm going to give you the ability to download this if you want to. I want you to go to veganbodyrevolution.com, and you will find a link to the Vegan Tummy Tightener. Or it's actually called the Vegan Rapid Fat Loss Beta Test. Find that link and keep searching it. I'm going to have it up in the next few days. Give me some time. I'll tell you what's going on with my life right now. I'll tell you why I haven't had an episode up for a while. Not only did we finish that program, and that took a lot. My goodness, we were really, really supporting everybody on the program, and everybody was just doing so well and nailing those workouts on their own every single day. I couldn't be more proud. But at the same time, I am moving me and my family out of the state. That's right. We're moving to Austin, Texas. Our moving container comes tomorrow. That's Friday, March 22nd. And we are making our slow way over to Austin. That's right. And we're moving to Austin because, well, there's a lot of different reasons, and I'll get into it, but it's a wonderful new chapter in our life. We couldn't be more excited. So if you're in the Austin area, we're actually going to be living in a little town called Leander. Send me a shout out. I'd love to hear from you. I want to get involved with all the vegan events out there and help build the community out there. It's going to be absolutely wonderful. And then, of course, we'll be back in Orange County in the summer times, and then we'll probably be on the East Coast in Florida in the winter times and returning back to Austin in the middle. So listen, if you want to get in touch with me, feel free to send me an email at tom@veganbodyrevolution.com. You can also hit us up on our Facebook fan page. Go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. And always check out our website, veganbodyrevolution.com. And then finally, if you've enjoyed our episodes, please give us a nice review. If you feel that we deserve 5 stars, it helps us out a ton. Go to iTunes and submit a nice review if you can. That would be absolutely wonderful. And I would love to hear your feedback. If you have any questions, if there's anything you want me to answer on another show or episode, hit me up. You can send me an email or you can put a post underneath a comment in any of these episodes or on our Facebook page. We want to hear from you. It would be great. Now, stay tuned for the next episode. We're going to give you some more goodies from our vegan rapid fat loss program. We're going to share some of the cool details of it. And again, if you want to get in on this, on the second round that we're doing, because we need more case studies, I want a lot of case studies. I just don't feel like I have enough data yet to really say that this is working. But so far, the results are really, really, really good. But I still want more. So that way that anybody who's a skeptic out there, I want to just blow away any shred of doubt that this program does what it says it's going to do, and it'll work for just about everybody out there. All right? Not just about everybody. Everybody out there, period. So go to our website, and you'll find the link to sign up over there, and hopefully we'll get a chance to work together. It'll be great. So I thank you so much for tuning in. I look forward to the next time I get to share with you some knowledge, which will be very soon. My name is Thomas Tadlock from the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.